All right, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me again. This is Q on Homesteading, PRQ Homesteading. Thank you so much. It's such an honor and a privilege to get to connect with you. It's such an incredible rate. Last week's calls were just incredible. Just love seeing collaboration really starting to work for all of us as we dream and intend to make our outcomes more audacious. I'm so in love with connecting with you, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, BBS Radio, for all the work you do. And the PRQ team, thank you so much for everything you've done over the several days, getting the homesteading packages, homesteading publications up on the webpage here. All the surveys, all the documents, all the land patents you pulled. It's a tremendous amount of work, and it's just a great honor to see this advancing all the time. And by the way, looks like we're creating timelines for us, and it's just amazing that we get to do this. I'm going to get through step three today and show you some of the pitfalls PRQ team discovered and other people have discovered, and or a lot of the opportunities you get in step three here. It's a very powerful part of homesteading. And it's a very big tool to defend yourself if you need to. Saskia, I will reach out to you by phone. We've got your questions. Let's see. I'll address Lithuania on PRQ. Thank you, Lithuania. PRQ. You'll know what this means. The orange tent is floating. The orange tent is floating. All right, let's get to it. Let's see if we can get some work done. And thank you, everyone, for subscribing and prescribing. Time is getting short now, so I need to keep your contact and Rolodex in real time each month so we don't look back at your contact information from the past. We only look at it for the concurrent month. So keep your subscriptions going so we know how to get a hold of you and do maybe some more dramatic information to you and or resources. Thanks a lot. Testing everything out and make sure everything works fine because we have our hearts set on what our hearts will deliver. Our spirit knows which way to go. And I thank you so much for following me. All right, step three of homesteading. All these processes that you have now. So when you go on to BBS Radio, PRQ Homesteading, you're going to see a link right there before the other web pages for the spirit, for the people web page. You're going to see the PDF. So click their statement. And we've gone through the succession of steps now so that you'll have it forever, presumably, because you could download it, keep it, record it, distribute it. So you're seeing the methodology is really so that we get redundancy. I know this is a little repetitive, but the redundancy is what we're going for, and you can see that the rest of the world is starting to adjust to your activity, your desires. We will need help in the future addressing the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. Looks like they've decided to change their discovery information, their survey information, so we can't see their maps anymore. Makes it much trickier. So I will make sure that Bureau of Land Management is aware that that's got to be removed. We need full access to our legacy homesteads, Canada, obviously, and Australia, and UK, and places in Europe have done the same thing. So, if we're going to live for the future, we'll make sure that we get the future we want. So I certainly don't want to react to timelines that are not ours, but that is history. Those are documents that, regardless of what country you're in, you deserve it. There are ways to update this information, but certainly we should hold our offices accountable for what they claim that they do for us and for the people. Thank you so much for listening as well. Over and over again, I will say that. All right, step three. Let me see. All right. Okay, what on step three? Now, I realize you have access to the PDF, and I can get on the PDF. But many people around the world are listening and don't have access to the digital, and I praise them for that. And so you get to record my voice at the same time, which will also improve the intentions. So we use my harmonics, we use your dream state, and that's horsepower for the activity and the action going forward. Step three, what? Public notice. Okay, public notice where? You have a copy of it, you have a sample on the PDF there. This document is posted on a bulletin board designated for public notices located inside a government building located on the same county where your property is located. Obviously, if you're in a different country other than the United States, it would be a state representation. So as an example, in Australia, you'd go to Queensland, a location, or New South Wales, etc. The best place, what I'm trying to say there is not all countries have counties. They have state representation in most cases, or townships. The best place to post your public notice is on bulletin board located outside of the county recorder's office or state. But if none exists there, an alternative is a bulletin board outside of a courthouse entrance. Last resort is on a bulletin board at your local post office. Or if that is not available, try a public library. We had great success. So I'll hold there. We've had great success on our documents filed at a federal post office. They all have a board. Usually they charge a flat fee for your document. It'll be there for 30 days. And then if you want to hold it longer, you just have to re-request the posting. This document is also posted in two places on each side of ingress, egress to your property. So what the PRQ team did and had success was we just took a cinder block of where a 4x4 wood would fit into it, and then the public notice was laminated and then screwed into the 4x4 about, I don't know, 5 feet tall. So when anyone was either driving in the driveway or otherwise, it would be about eyesight. But at least no one can move a cinder block unless they really want to. It stays there. It's easy to put together, and you catch the drift. And then it's really easy to remove as well, so you don't. And I understand that putting public notices up on your land, on your property, isn't the sexiest for the community, but it doesn't have to be up very long. When it is posted after you have signed your notice of claim for the forever benefit of the original land pad and your declaration of same, and after you have accepted your deed. So again, you're going to claim the forever benefit of the original land pad and your declaration of same, and after you have accepted your deed. Okay, so you have, we went through those documents last week. What we're saying is we are now the successor to the land pad, the homestead. So Billy Bob passed away, and here's what's pretty much happened in the world as a standardization. When we tell go west, young man. And Billy Bob did, and then he passed away. And then 100 years later, in the school you use United States example, Canada's a great one too, Australia, you now did not record or refile succession for the land patent as the states, cities, counties got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, which is, of course, the Industrial Revolution and why we're in a electronic and financial war right now. So making control mechanisms, one of those control mechanisms is not to educate our children on succession of homesteading and land patenting. This is the proper way. Now, we all displaced the natives of our land, but now I'm working with natives of land, tribal members who are getting taxed by counties. I thought they have territories where they'd have some sovereignty. And so I'm finding a lot of natives, tribe members who are getting taxed by local government. And so that, of course, is very fun for me to help and support those improvement measures. All right, still on step three here. Once you've posted this, the reason why this document is used to give the public notice that you have updated the original land patent into your name with your legal land description, to give anyone who has legal standing an opportunity to challenge your claim of ownership. It is best to give notice prior to recording, filing your declaration of land patent, so you have a copy of that in this PDF. If posting this notice on a bulletin board, it needs to remain posted for a minimum of 31 days. The notice states that anyone making a claim against your land must do so within 60 days or be barred from making any claim after 90 days. Default judgment can be entered against anyone who attempts to make a claim. Now, this one's really fun because once you put your notice up, for us, what we find beneficial is take a photo with a newspaper of the posting and the two witnesses you may have, and then go ahead and make duplicates of that. But notice that you only have to have your notice up for 31 days or exceed 30 days. But the assumed creditor or successor only has 60 days. So it's not a trick and it's not to be cute. These are the laws of the United States and many other places for public notice. So many people I've seen put them in a newspaper filing, just like when you see judgments filed. Certainly, when I'm done with the steps here, we'll take calls. And thank you, BBS Radio, for your patience with me. The phone number again is 888-627-6008. And so go ahead and call me with any and all questions regarding homesteading. All right, how? Step three still. You sign at least three copies of the document and then in front of two witnesses, over 21 not related. You post one on the bulletin board. It is good to take some pictures after it is posted, such as a close-up of the document, a wide shot of the bulletin board, which includes the document, even a close-up of the document with the first page of a local newspaper showing the current date is good. Check the bulletin board at least once a week, and if someone has removed the notice, post another signed copy. So you have your sign, you have your sample. So again, on your land and your public public notice areas, government building, post office. A couple of the places we wanted to post on one or more land patents didn't have bulletin boards. So the county office, some of these county offices do not have bulletin boards that are official to them. It's hit or miss depending on where you are, where you're at. Before posting the remaining two signed copies on your property, also in front of two witnesses, have both copies laminated to protect them from the weather. Remember, all documents are always signed using a pen with blue ink. Thumbtacks or push pins are needed for posting on bulletin board, nails, or staple gun for laminated copies. Sorry for the novelty there. Anyway, happy to go ahead and take calls now, but when you're, again, the phone number is 888-627-6008. And we only have one more step left. We'll do that one next week. Step four is coming. And I'm going to increase it to a fifth step and show you, which will be called defending. I'll probably call it the defending step, but I'd like us to be proactive and optimistic that we never have to defend ourselves. It's our claim forever benefits. Again, the phone number is 888-627-6008. And we'll take calls now, assuming BBS radio isn't buried. I always envision BBS radio when we do these shows like an octopus. so many other people coming in all the time for the other shows too. All right, so let's get to it. Denise from Michigan, questions about land from a state park. Denise, are you there?
I'm here too. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
My question is, here in Michigan, I have kind of realized that it looks like along Lake Michigan on the west side of the state has really claimed the majority of that land as state land. And there's an area that my daughters and I have gone to a few times and we really, really love it. And I'm wondering what is the likelihood of being successful of homesteading something that is on a state park?
Outstanding question, and thank you for your courage and your love of my passion as well. So we're examining several of these on the West Coast predominantly. So I'm really thrilled when I get somebody on the Great Lakes side, because that one, it's fairly interesting how these states took the land in the United States, isn't it? Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, it's real interesting, and as I've been trying to research this, I see also that the state of Michigan passed, I don't know if this was under an act or exactly how they did it, but from 1930 to 1944, they created a list of, they call it tax homesteads, that they decided to take and keep for lands for the state and set aside for state parks. So they knew what they were doing, and they took it away from us.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can thank Teddy Roosevelt for some of that stuff too. Sorry to point fingers. Can you tell me what county you're referring to? So the people who are listening to us right now, they'll take interest in this and then go look it up, and they'll look at how the succession was created, because each state obviously was defined through a course of time. So. Right. Michigan was prior to California.
It's Van Buren.
Say that name again.
Van Buren County. Van Buren County. It's in the lower southwest corner there, and there's a state park right there in Van Buren County, right on Lake Michigan.
Okay. How big is the park, roughly?
I want to say the property that I'm looking at, that what I was able to find, I think was about 400 acres, because the person that I can find a patent on, it said he got 300 acres and he didn't have the entire thing. And that was, you know, part of my question was, his land patent is prior to the Homestead Act. It actually shows it as a cash sale.
Yep.
And I couldn't find anything from a homestead. So is his cash sale patent the patent that I would be trying to assume?
Right. So I've heard, we've watched BLM take different position on this, depending on which territory you're working in. And some will claim a statement similar to this. The homesteading land patenting in this office has been closed since an XYZ date. But the normal succession should have been as the Homestead Act was initiated, and we can always initiate another one if we get organized. It's not a problem. They'll make it sound like you can't, but what would have the normal succession we enjoyed in America and other countries is when our government opened a homestead law, you would just file your location identifiers, latitude, longitude, et cetera, and descriptors. And I think the filing fee back then was $15, $20, which is a lot of money in the 1800s. But so you would make the claim for forever benefits within that law. And that's how we, and that, so the rest of us enjoy the leftovers of people who did do that. So this is the example you're giving is one where nobody, when the Homestead Act was open, filed for succession and or description of land. So this one's really fun for, this is a really exciting one. Is it possible to go ahead and file a homestead, even though it was not, are these people fairly close to you?
No, I'm actually on the other side of the state.
Okay.
But I mean, we'll have to do what we have to do. I realize that you guys are trying to take care of people who are already have property that they're living on and they might be in foreclosure. So I completely understand that and that should be priority. But if I just want to kind of get in line to get some help legally, you know?
Yeah. Out of curiosity, so we're envisioning when we get through these steps, we'll go ahead and we have a bucket of paralegals now in the geographies that are complementing your area's example. And then we have a desire to have that team help you process these things. But the more education we get about the needs and or the need assessment of what support you need. So far, it looks like everybody would like a paralegal to file the paperwork so you don't have to become an expert at this. And these documents are, of course, the tool to help the paralegals put them together. So thank you so much for your call. Please keep calling in.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
My love to you. My love to you. So that'll be fun to, you know, obviously distribute the resources with the RV and this at the same time, so we can be successors forever. All right, we got Sherry from Wyoming. Received notice of intent for foreclosure. Sherry, talk to me, Sherry. I love foreclosures.
Yes, I received one that they're going to start foreclosure on the 11th. And I have done my quick claim deed to myself, and I've typed up all the paperwork that you've provided, and I'm just going to have it all notarized with witnesses and post on Monday. Yep. I was just wondering how much time I have.
You have a lot of time. So,
okay.
In most cases, so the banks, so once you cloud that title, get your filings done, though. Don't dilly-dally around. You got everything you need on the BBS webpage now. But as soon as that public notice is up there, one fun thing to do is to go ahead and send the bank a public notice as well. But don't expose your homestead, the golden seal one. Don't get anyone that golden seal until you have to go to court potentially and defend yourself. And you're always going to motion for dismissal because this is a federal case. So if a county you're in, state you're in, these are federal homestead patents. And Let me see here. And you have a, looks like you have a subscription with us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me make sure I get this. Wyoming Sherry. Okay, and then can you go ahead and send me a email saying I talked to you last week again? And I know it's redundant, but go ahead and send that again. And I'll send you the documents, how to defend you. We'll get you a copy of those documents. I'll probably put them on the webpage again. But should be able to. So you've got to notice that there is a foreclosure sale scheduled at a county courthouse. Is that what you have?
No, it's a notice that they intend to foreclose, and I have only till the 11th to pay up.
Okay, cool. So you have a tremendous amount of time. We've done at least two exactly where you're at, and when they finally get a court case and everything, you're already going to exceed the 30 days. So you're going to be. So it takes a long time to evict somebody. Wyoming, this will be, you'd have to have a 60-day notice. It'd have to go to sale first. The bank will attempt to negotiate with you. They don't want to lose this loan. You're in a really good place if you put your notice up Monday and you'll be good to go.
Okay.
I personally did it eight times. I put a home in foreclosure eight times just to test it. So I have case law for you all day long. Shouldn't be, but the case law that's in these packets is appears to be old, but it works really well. So you'll be just fine. Just get the steps done. Just you got everything you need. You can plagiarize the ones we have because we've redacted them there. But if you need help, the people listening will make sure you get supported. Okay.
Yeah, I've got them. I went ahead and typed them all up myself. Took some time, but I did it. And the other. So why am I sending the public? Do I have to send a public notice to Chase?
Absolutely, very important. Because
and that's all. Just the public notice.
Yep. Yep. So the public notice is extreme. Just use this as your Bible, but the public notice is really important because you, first of all, how do you know someone hasn't been a successor to the homestead? You don't know. And you don't know if the bank homestead, listen to the person before you, the state, the states that are understood that and took away our homesteads in many cases, not all, and maybe not intentional, but they felt that was the right thing to do. Anyway, any other questions?
No, thank you very much for your help today.
Thank you. That is really.
Have a great day.
You as well. Great encouragement to anybody in that position. So we got duped. You know, we use banks. We think it's normal, and we gave away our rights to be on land. Think of all the Native Americans that got displaced, all because of Mr. Morgan, Chase, and the gang. Thank you so much. And moving forward is my goal for all of us so that we don't react to timelines and or we get advances for our love of our planet. Leah from Michigan, questions on warranty deed and resources. Leah, Princess Leah again is back, Michigan.
Hi, Q. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice. I can. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes. Okay. So I have a few questions. One about the warranty deed. I heard Robin had called in last week. And you mentioned that there should be a signature from the clerk on the back. And we do not have a signature. We've got the raised seal in the left corner. It says certified and then the county register of deeds. And then it has the date stamped, but there is no signature. So we called this past week, and the clerk said no, they do not sign it. Just it with it having the seal, that means it's certified. So I wanted to make sure that I didn't need a signature from the clerk on the back.
Okay, let me make sure I understand where you're at there. So BLM is giving you the fancy document with the golden seal, correct?
Yes, but this is the warranty deed from our county.
Okay, got it. And you already have your original homestead as well?
Yeah, we have the patent, the land patent.
And you did? Okay, and on the back of that patent, you have a document, you have a signature page on the back of that, correct?
Yes, on the back of the land patent. Yes, we do.
Just fine. You're just fine then. No problem.
Okay, so warranty deed. Okay. And then
yeah,
the
as
other
long
question
as,
with
on
the
bottom, okay, so on the warranty deed, what you're going to have there is they always put a barcode at the bottom. That is their signature. So forgive me if I misplaced those words. So it'll have a date, a declaration, a county, state, your identification, and then it'll have a barcode in most cases or something similar. So you should have that.
Okay. What,
and
yep.
This is Michigan, correct? This is Michigan?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. They definitely have a barcode system there. What county?
Ingham.
That's right. Okay, thanks. All right. So again, that's when are you going to file all your docs?
Well, we just are trying to make sure we've got everything lined up. That's why I'm calling today, because I want to make sure. The other question was about the staples, that there can be no staples. Can there be staples in the warranty deed? Because she said she would not certify it unless she stapled it.
We'll play the clerk's game, you know. You want to be a good person, right? So it's for all of your records and anyone else you distribute to, if the clerks want a certain way, you know, you just listen to them and be kind and courteous. But it's nice not to have the staples so that you can prove it's in its original form and you can segregate the paperwork. Lawyers really love documents without staples, so they can remove and add. It's just easier for you on the long haul. If you're going to make claims and add to your claim, you don't have to pull staples and tear paperwork, and you can make multiple revisions. And that's really what it's all about. Some is you can scan them very easily in the auto feeders. That's the only reason. So that statement was really from the paralegals that helped us.
Okay, so I shouldn't worry about that part.
No, don't get too anal on that kind of stuff. But that's anyway. Okay. It's very exciting. So how much? So we'd like to use your example. How much farther down the road do you think you need to go before you're filing?
Well, we were just waiting for all of these documents, and it looked like you just uploaded more. So I think we're getting close. But I do have another question for our Community Collaboration Center. I have the warranty deed for that, but I wanted to make sure. So when we bought it, so it's a commercial building, and when we bought it, we put it in an LLC. So it's not our name, but it's our LLC. So I just wanted to make sure that is fine, and it's not in our name. It's our LLC.
Right. So PRQ team is assessing an LLC that is not patented. Doesn't matter one way or the other, because you just need a body. You need someone in the family to do the patenting and homesteading. LLC is a corporation. It's even more advantageous to have an LLC, but it's not really a value to protect you with a federal land patent. So hopefully that wasn't too many words there. Just need a body. You need a identity.
Yeah.
You need a name. Good to go.
Okay. So the process, I just want to double check. The process is exactly the same for a commercial building. And I wanted to make sure, like, once it's homesteaded, we don't have to deal with, like, pulling permits or dealing with the health department correct?
That's correct. So once we're done next week, I'll also publish trespassing notice to your governor. So you'll have five offices you're going to contact directly after your homestead, after your 90 days is up. And you're going to give them publication saying, don't come on my land. It's a very nice document. It's a very fine document. But it cites all the laws and rules and regs of the United States of America. Republic of the United States of America. Hey, I wonder what's going to happen in November. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen in November?
Hopefully something
you know,
good.
I think heaven's going to come down. What do you think?
I do. And I'm heaven's going to create it.
And it's already here. It's just up to us, isn't it? It's just up to us.
Yep, we're creating it. So I just have one more thing. I don't want to take up too much of your time. One more thing.
Yeah, no problem.
I know that you've mentioned on the last few calls a lot about like donations coming in, resources. And I know on one of the calls you said to me that I just needed to coach you as to what resources we need. And we're really working on this coffee shop. And I feel like it all goes with it. We want to have a homestead office there as well. But we're in need of an espresso machine, a water treatment system, because I know you have a lot of people listening, a water treatment system, and I need someone like maybe an organic chef who could kind of help me with the menu, some healthy options. That's really not my highest excitement or my daughter's who's going to be helping with it. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay. BBS Radio is going to thank you for the 1,000 emails that are going to come in now. I love it. It is contagious. So will the property be homesteaded? Will you patent it as well?
Yes, for sure. And I want the property that butts up to it. We don't own the property next to it, but it's like 120 or more acres. So I want to put that out there as well. We don't own it. We do have the patent for it. But I know that's going to be a little further down the road, but I really need that property to go along with my whole community collaboration center. Just putting that out there.
Right on. Okay. So now let's see if we can watch it come into our reality now. Let's watch it. So we want to advance our dreams now. Let's see how we go.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that's why we call it doo-doo, right?
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you for sharing so much. Please keep calling. Thank you. And it's a marathon, everybody. Let's keep on keeping on. Thank you so much for your call. I'll go on to another caller, BBS. Thanks a lot. That's just thrilling to hear the advances these people are doing. And certainly when you're in possession of land, this should be real easy for everybody. And we get to be way showers for so many other people in our areas. All right, moving on to Robin is also from Michigan. How to connect with other homesteaders in Michigan? I think we just did. Robin, go ahead, Robin.
Yes, and that's the lady I want to get in touch with. Leah, way to go. I love her energy. So, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how we can get people together to collaborate. And it sounds like she's got it going. Now I just need to figure out how to connect with them.
Okay, so what we'd like to do is get some wins in your areas. First, in Michigan, we have to teach Stuart Swerdlow how to sing. So that would be a big win. Okay, so for each state, our idea, so that we don't get in the way of you all, that's my best Midwest, we'd like to get some wins in a given state, and make the homestead success stories in your area anonymous, and then you all will do the collaboration on your own and how you want to connect with people. So we do not want to get in your way of your inspiration. And we also, but we also would like a way to proof each state county wins is our service to you. That's what we like. And of course, the resources that are coming through the changes in your world. So I'll offer that, but I will keep everyone's contact information anonymous until I'm asked otherwise. Okay. But I think that's the safest way right now. We have a lot of attention on us, is why we're doing it this way. And not everybody's real excited about us being successful. So I have to take care of you, is what I'm saying.
Well, we appreciate that. And I do have one more question. So the document that the other lady talked about, The document that the previous lady talked about that she retyped up on her own, I was not aware we could do that. So it's okay for us to take the copies that you guys posted and emulate those?
Yep. I'm just showing you what works. I'm showing you exactly what works.
Awesome. Okay.
And I know the redactions are a little heavy-handed there, but I want to keep everybody's privacy, their privacy and their decision. Once you get a couple wins, if you want to publish these things, you don't mind tourists coming by, and you can be your own traveling roadshow. Anyway,
and
this is getting real popular.
And then that's because you're a popular guy, you know, you got a large following. My next question, does it have to be a federal or state building where the notice has to be posted, or can it be in a public place where they have postings, such as, say, like a grocery store or a gym with a bulletin board where people come in and post things?
Yeah, so a lot of the wins we've seen, a lot of success stories we've seen over the last 10 years, I would say, do not need to go to a county state official office, because a lot of them don't have bulletin boards to do that. They don't like it. So the post office have been very steady. We have one success story where the post office is in a grocery store. So it's a small rural area, but they still have a posting area. And so as long as it's at a federal post office, or somewhere you can document that this occurred. The reason you go to the post office is because you have a time date stamp. You had to pay the $10 or whatever it is to put the posting up for the 30 days. And so you can prove that someone received the date stamp and you did what you said you did. That's the only reason. So if it, I guarantee you, if you go to the state or federal office and they do have one, no one's going to read it anyway. You did your job.
Right. That's true.
How many times do you go in a state office and read the bulletin boards? You don't. You go in there to get your fishing license and get out of there. So it seems like semantics.
Yeah, most people are on their cell phone.
That's right. They're everyone's electronic.
Right.
Let's help our kids.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. All right. Moving down the list, BBS, we're moving down the list. I'm not sure how to pronounce SOSE from Vermont. Is there ways to help artists who are struggling with space? Vermont, space struggling. Vermont, are you on the phone? Please help me with your name.
My name is SOSE, pronounced A, because I've been here in this country for a long time. I am an American and so very proud to be as such. It is such a beautiful country with such a beautiful constitution. When I read that constitution, when I was getting my citizenship, I think I was 13 years old. At that time, we were told to take this constitution home and read it and memorize every bit of it, which was a lot of excitement hearing as a child. that America is a land of heaven because their constitution tells them so. With my excitement as a child hearing these beautiful stuff was so badly to get out of this communism regime where growing up as children wasn't always pleasant. Well, anyway.
Beautiful statement. Thank you so much for your call. BBS, I'll go on to the next call. Thank you so much for that. Those words. That is amazing to hear people from other countries go ahead and remind us that we do have a lot of luxuries here if we would remind ourselves how they work as it relates to God, source, and the light. Moving to Kelly from Michigan, autographs and signatures and Russell J. Gould. Thank you for that call. That was a great call. Kelly, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Sounds like a commercial.
Can you hear me?
Sounds like a commercial.
Hi, Q.
Hi, Kelly.
So I went through the Russell J. Gould process for the claim of the life.
Yeah.
And I have my claim of the life. So when I sign these documents, do I give them a signature or an autograph?
Okay. What's the difference?
As I understand it, signature is part of the dark entity, our enslavement process, and an autograph is a sovereign representation of who we are.
Yeah. So I'm a pretty big fan of Mr. Gould there in that understanding that so we're meeting halfway in many cases. Thank you. Very, very important. Very important question. When we look at our heart center and our intentions, what we want to do. So we've already been compromised in linguistics anyway, haven't we? You weren't asked what language you wanted to learn when you went to school, correct? So your heart is really about sustaining life on the planet. So for me, the way you participate in a demonic literacy program, mind control program, timeline program, is you're more or less participating with it, but your heart and your intentions are far more powerful. So if you're really dedicated to your intentions, some of these words are absolutely useless, aren't they?
Yes.
Because I just deserve to be on the planet. I am on the planet. My intentions are to live on my piece of land. Yet, Mr. Gould makes some very good points. So we're playing with black magic, no doubt about it. So whether it's an autograph or a signature, for me, it's still black magic. So we're using the process that was given to us. Is there a better process? You got a lot of sheriffs out there. You got a lot of police departments out there, don't you? So I'd like, if you can find a way to negotiate. Yep. So if you can find another way to negotiate with your county court system and the sheriff, I'm all ears. But here, I want everyone free. I want everyone free, period. And I'm not stopping until everyone's free. So this is one tool to get us free. What do you say?
And when you say the tool, the whole homesteading process or the
right. So,
autograph
so
portion?
If am I creating these timelines? Are these improvement measures for humanity? When I talk to people in Africa, you hear the stories I'm hearing there. Now, are they making these timelines for themselves? Of course they are. Are they organized? Of course they're not. So why don't we get organized at least and show everybody that our intentions and our hearts are not to fight. It's not to create more drama for society and humanity and source. But why don't we just use the tools right underneath our nose? What do you say?
Yes. Yep.
Thank you for calling, Kelly. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I do have a second question.
Go ahead. I'll be taking calls all day today.
So the community I live in
I'll take calls.
The community I live in is a lake community. And when the community was plotted, the access to my house, the road, was part of the lake community. And a community park area for the lake neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So I understand I take succession of the original patent, and then I define the specific area that I'm living on.
Mm-hmm.
But my concern, if I only do that, then I don't have access to the area I'm living on unless I also define the road.
So
I'm not quite sure how to do that.
Yeah, so we would assume you'll get a variance with your land patent. So you'll file a variance at the same time would be my suggestion, and or share land patenting with the successor of that, what might be called an easement. Does that make sense?
Details of that I can work through with a paralegal.
Yeah, so just getting an easement, you just need to know your description of where you, so let's just say you have a pathway to your 160 acres. You would declare that an easement and file it with that parcel and or successor of homestead. If they haven't homesteaded, you just file an easement request and or variance. You can do both ways. And this is Michigan, correct?
Yes.
What county?
Livingston?
Yeah, just get your filings done. I believe that will be semantics for it. Be real simple. All right. Thank you for your call. That was brilliant. Thank you very much. That's very, very savvy conversation there. BBS, I'll move on to the next call. See if I can get one more in before we switch over. So that's a lot of awareness there to when you start looking at what is a signature and what is an autograph? Pretty tricky, the English language is, isn't it? Very tricky. Let's see if we can get one more in. Siobhan from Toronto, California. No, it's Canada. Ding dong. Online one. Inquiries about homesteading in St. Vincent. St. Vincent. Okay, we have 5 minutes. I might have more or less. I'm not sure. Are we there, Siobhan?
All right. Hi, QLB. I definitely am. I'll be so fast, and I thank you so much for taking my call today. So I do live in Toronto, but my mom, she actually left me some property in St. Vincent, which is in the West Indies. Now, going along with that, there happens to be a, what do they call it, that land transfer tax? Now, Q, of course, I don't want to pay that. It belonged to my mom, belonged to my grandfather, and then my great-grandfather. I don't know if you're dealing internationally as yet, but do you have any advice for me?
Yep. So globally, PRQ homesteading is global. So St. Vincent, the people listening right now are putting it in the books, and we will start working with you on that. I'm curious myself. You're probably 5 people from that area so far. So I don't, it'll be one of our weakest right now, but certainly we're going to be interested in this one big time. What was the response so far? You have to pay a transfer tax, correct?
That is it. Yes. Of course, when someone dies, there is legal fees involved. So I've pretty much paid off the lawyer's fees for their work and what they've done in regards to this. But the land transfer tax, for every square foot, they charge a certain amount. And what is that for? I don't get it.
Yeah. We've got someone that can dig into this real easy. why don't we're going to put it on our action items here. Could you please send me your contact information, your phone number, and email it says I talked to you on the show last week. So make that statement in your subject matter, and we'll call you up directly. Is that okay?
Oh, I love that. You know, I love that. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, very good. So these are really fun for us. Love doing this. Thank you so much for your call. And we'll take it on the next side here pretty quick. Next show's timelines. BBS Radio, thank you so much. I'll take a quick break, and I'll be back in a few minutes. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you for all your love.